Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast Q&A episode. Yes, it's finally here where you, our fellow K-pop stands and listeners, get to ask us K-pop questions, anything K-pop related, and we answer them just off the bat. Off the fly, we're just seeing it.
Right. We just picked a random question
from one of you who you can all message us on our Instagram
at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Chat with us and also drop us a question that you would like to answered. It could be about, like I said, could be photo cards related to K-pop, could be K-pop concerts, could be K-pop, anything, as long as you tie it into K-pop. Like, oh, You traveled to Japan. Did you run into any K-pop stores there or something? We'll talk about it. And this is what we're going to be doing starting from here on out. So looking forward to it. We'll possibly be doing this weekly as well, dropping obviously on a different day, not on the usual Thursday podcast. So we hope you enjoy it. And let's get started. Let us know, actually, if you've listened to it, if you like it, getting feedback after, since we're doing this for the first time, and we'll probably do it for a little bit to see how everyone is receptive towards it. And if you like it, and hopefully if you do like it, you send us more questions, right?
Yep.
So we saved up a good amount ever since we started talking about it. So here is our first question. As I F that up. Okay, so here it is. Haley, this person is messaging us. A new fan in K-pop. Awesome. And the question is, with all the concerts you've been to, are there any must-haves to bring for a concert that you need?
That is a very good question.
Very good question. You know why? Because we've been to a lot of, actually a decent amount of concerts, not just in our K-pop lifetime, but recently. And we have a lot planned, like we
what to bring.
So in a couple of weeks after Anime Expo, we're going to be seeing Blackpink, and the same week we're seeing Jin. So you know, we have plans for that, and it's also a little different when you're traveling because we're going to see Atlanta, Baby Monster in Atlanta. So there's always that too. But let's kind of rewind back. We recently saw Stray Kids. What did you have to bring?
Like, what is it on you? Obviously, I'm the girl. I'm not saying guys don't bring bags, but Joko puts.
I have
a little fanny pack.
It's like not even like it's like a fanny pack size.
Yeah,
but it's a clear bag. First off, make sure a lot of your bags are clear. A lot of these venues
yeah, it's always going to be clear bags now.
For reals, that's like how it is. Just check your specific venue. That's why it's good to look it up before you go to each one. Every venue handles it differently.
Right,
they have different sizes. That they allow.
Yeah, because some venues, like, I know LA is pretty good.
You can't just say LA now. You have to be specific-ish to help these people.
The ones that we've been to at, like, the Forum, SoFi.
Okay.
Even Crypto, like, their bag sizing is pretty, like, lenient. It's, like, 12 by 16 inches, but it has to be a clear bag. But I do know that in other states, like, this isn't the case, and then you are only allowed to bring in, like, one of those, like, clutch, like, a very, very, like, small, clear bag, but, like, maybe, like, less than half the size of that, so you're not able to, like, pack as much, so just keep that in mind and always, like, check the venues, like, bag policies before attending and, like, before deciding what you're going to pack. Because obviously, like, with a bigger bag, I can bring a lot more shit, basically.
And basically, what's important, too, is with these bags, I have it, too. Like, I have my own small clear bag for myself because it's too much for Haley to carry my phone. We have chargers.
Yeah.
We have a lot of different things as well. And we're going to cover that as well. So, in addition to like the, we bring extra phone chargers, like an external battery.
Yes.
Because we record. Mm-hmm. And I think many of you may be recording as well.
Right.
It's a must. You would need the extra battery because we record HD. Mm-hmm. We record. Make sure you always record kind of in 60 FPS because it's a lot smoother. I know it takes up way more memory, but clear out space on your phone mm-hmm. before you go to the concerts. You don't want to have to, like, we've run into this where, like, you're deleting old videos. You're deleting huge apps, like, right. maybe, like, a lot of them are, like, your game apps because yep. that's, like, probably the easiest to get mm-hmm. back and everything.
Because you get, like, 30 gigs back.
Yeah, honestly, with how big, like, these apps take mm-hmm. up. Like, they take up so much space now these days, too. So that's another very important thing to have with you. And then that way you're not always carrying and holding your phone and, like, your, like my wallet. I put it in here, too, because mm-hmm. I don't want it to just keep being in my pocket. Sometimes I'm, like, worried. Plus, for the bags, at least, it's zippered, right?
Right.
And I can always see it in front of me. I have nothing to hide. Because they look through it either way.
Right.
They know what's inside the bag. And like Haley said, like, it's kind of like, always look up the size mm-hmm. At the venue. It's important to always try to get one that's like, could fit all your stuff. Because I feel like you'll get a lot of stuff. In terms of that, I'm also talking about freebies.
Right.
You're going to be getting a lot of freebies because a lot of other fellow fans usually make their own fan-made mm-hmm. freebies, which would be like stickers, photo cards, candy. Sometimes bracelets, they give you candy, bracelets.
Charms,
yeah, so many anything. Awesome, cool stuff. And maybe you're one of those people who are giving it away. Right. So first off, you're awesome. Thank you for all the stuff that you give out. They usually hand them out, and there's a lot of stuff
while
to hand out.
While you're in
out.
Line, basically.
Yeah, so when you're in line. So they kind of go down the line. It's like a frickin', mm-hmm. It's like a K-pop Halloween.
Yeah, they're like, do you want a freebie? Of course.
Who's your bias? Say, no, who's your bias? Yeah. You know the drill. So that's like the fun part too. You know, that's also how you get to talk and meet new people as mm-hmm. well. And you get these really cool things and you need a place to put them. Guess what? This bag makes a big difference.
Comes in handy. Yep. Yeah, so battery pack is very important. Of course, like your phone, wallet.
Light stick. If you're bringing a light stick.
Yeah. Bring extra batteries.
Bring extra batteries. That's another thing too. Like it's usually AAA batteries, right?
Right.
So bring an extra set of AAA batteries because trust me, if it hasn't happened, it will happen.
It runs out.
It's going to die. It's yeah. happened to us. And, of course, it's always nice that we bring our own set mm-hmm. of extra batteries for sure. So that's also one of the things we will tell you. Plus, I mean, if you're able to bring a bigger bag, of course, you could always put your light stick there to help carry that. Because, I mean, it's more stuff to carry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, with your charger, don't forget the cable for the specific phone, mm-hmm. obviously, with your charger.
I feel like because, you know, some people are there the whole day as well, especially if you have sound check. You can bring snacks. Like, you can't bring them inside the venue, but, like, while you're in line, you can put that in your bag and, like, have a drink and then snacks, like, while you're waiting.
Usually you can't bring in straight-up, like, drinks anymore these days.
No, you can't.
But, like,
then while you're in line,
if you're going there early, if you're, like, not going to actually wait, yeah, of course, just, like, have sustenance for yourself.
Right.
Is also very key and important. I'm one of those people also, like, I always wear a hat.
Mm-hmm. Sunscreen
if sometimes.
If it's, like, in the summer. And then you can bring, like, those tiny, like, portable fans.
A lot of people have those fans.
They
do. Like,
they have,
ones.
Like, K-pop ones as well.
Even, like, you could bring it in. To be
you
honest,
can.
Like,
you
our friends during Stray Kids, like, they
yeah,
had their own
so
fans.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the ones that you just have a battery and mm-hmm. it's portable. Or maybe it's, like, the charging
it's the
one.
Charging
doesn't matter.
One. Exactly.
But, yeah, so you can bring a portable fan. Most of the time, like, there shouldn't be any issue with mm-hmm. that, to be honest.
I mean, like, if you guys are bringing slogans or, like...
Oh, the signs, right.
Signs and tickets. Slogans.
Very important. Every venue has their own set of rules along, like, just like the bag policy about their sign policy.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you read that because, you know, there's very...
If it's too big, they're going to throw it out.
They're definitely going to throw it out.
Yeah.
Along with that, like, you know what I do? I'm, like, one of those people who kind of be sneaky sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't check exact measurements. You could go over a mm-hmm. little bit. I also have mine folded-ish, so it looks
right.
small at
yeah.
first. Mm-hmm. Then I unfold it. But it's not hugely obstructive where it's going to block everyone
and
everything.
It's still within, like, the size, I feel.
Ish?
I
mean, because it doesn't look... My stuff is not too big
no,
either.
It's
so,
not.
Like, it's like I always... Like, the important part is... You know, you make your signs short and sweet to the mm-hmm. point so they can read it, so they can see it. Also, I would recommend only bringing signs if you're within readable, like if you're on the floor.
Right.
Or like, you know, unless Stray Kids goes around, like you have a group that goes around.
Yeah, Stray Kids goes around. So, but then like, also like for the jumbo cam, I feel like they get those people in the back too.
Oh, I guess when you you're have right. Signs even if or you're flags. Far, huh? Yeah. So I guess you're, you know what? I was going to say like sometimes it's like too much more, like more stuff to carry if you're not going to be seen. But
yeah.
With Haley's right. You know, to be honest, sometimes those signs, even though they usually go the Jumbotron right. videos. But they usually go to the people for, like, dancing and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I guess if you want to, yeah, I mean, I don't want to stop you from having a good time and everything. I just want you with realistic expectations. If you're trying to get them to say or see something.
Just trying to hold it up the whole time.
Yeah, like, so with the sign etiquette, this might be good to know. I don't even know if it's something that someone will ask later. Sign etiquette. Do not put your signs up when they're performing.
At all.
Don't just, you're blocking everyone. They will not fucking read your signs. Mm-hmm. And you're just blocking everyone and being, yep. You're not only looking like a jerk or a douche, you're also looking like an idiot because they're not going to read your signs when they're actually performing right. the actual dances, when they're doing like the full on choreography and stuff. Maybe you could try doing it like, mostly we always tell people like when they're doing their ments or when they're talking during their breaks in between. Obviously, during encore is the exact perfect time to always use and go all out. If you want to wave your sign in the air, like get their attention. Mm-hmm. Yeah, encore, that's what it's meant for. If you have sound check, that's usually another one, too, if you're like on the floor with sound check. Mm-hmm. Just do not do it during performances, during the actual acts.
You block people behind you who have paid money to see them, not your fucking back of your sign.
And not just that. They're not going to read your signs.
Exactly.
They're not. Do you think they give a shit in that moment to see or read your sign? Mm-hmm. No, they're busy doing their choreo, making sure they're in the right placement, doing the right dances and the moves, and, you know, actually entertaining you for what you are there for, right? The performance. Mm-hmm. So don't be one of those people and just have common sense with sign etiquette, to be honest. Okay, so there we have the signs. We have, you said snacks, because that's true. Haley's right. I've seen people bring snacks, candy bars. Honestly, granola bars and little candy. I bring myself little like ginger chews too.
Yeah.
And honestly, they're fine with it. They don't really take it away. People have Jolly Ranchers and everything. So those are like.
That's true, because you know, like some of the goodie bags or the freebies that people give out, they give like. Small chocolates or candies and stuff, and we're allowed to bring that.
Yeah, people are eating it. I was eating like sour Twizzlers when we were at Stray Kids because one of the freebies had them. That was really cool. But I think those might, maybe if you need like Burt's Bees or something for your lips, if you get chapped dry lips.
And then of course, like if you're a girl, if you need like the touch ups for makeup, just. Bring, like, the ones that you will use and not bring, like, your whole makeup.
Don't bring the whole set, for sure.
Like, oil blotters and then, I guess, like, concealer and then blush, lip gloss maybe is, like, the standard ones that you should bring or can bring in, I guess. Nothing sharp, no, like, sharp objects, no, like, tweezers or, like, nail clippers and stuff like that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I think...
For me, the last thing that I can think of is I like flexing my bias. So, like, you can pack up cute things, like cute little things on the edge, like, you know, because it's a clear bag. So, it's like I put them on the outside so when it, like, gets turned around or whatever, like, I have different biases lined up, like my photo cards. You want to show off your photo card holders with your photo cards for your bias because it makes fun conversations. People will look at it and be like, oh, shoot. It's like, oh, you're this biased. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so I do that on both sides kind of thing. Haley has that not just with the photo card holders. Sometimes she'll have the little plushies
like
if it's Skazoo.
BT21.
Exactly. So that's another thing that you would want to bring. If, you know, like in terms of like in – of conversation,
like to
show off and
your
decorate.
Bag. Yeah, decorations. I mean, it's a clear bag, so like, may as well, you can put little plushies in there. They allow that.
Even like little keychains.
Well.
I mean, everyone's bringing Labubus everywhere.
Exactly.
You can have these on the outside chains of like your bag straps and all that different stuff. So that's something, because everyone likes personalizing and showing off and like displaying,
their bias.
Your bias and stuff. So that's definitely something that you can definitely bring with you. And that's another easy way to kind of have the memorabilia and merch of, like, you know, your group without having extra hands to like hold stuff.
Exactly.
Because the other thing, aside from the signs that we were talking about, are pickets.
Right.
Don't forget your K-pop bias pickets too, because it's always fun to show it off, but sometimes it's a lot to hold because you're holding
your
light stick. You have another sign. You have pickets. Sometimes I sacrifice not bringing the picket.
Yeah, that's why it's good when I have the big bag.
Right. So
if you're allowed it.
I do sacrifice the picket sometimes because I have signs and everything, because usually we do try to sit closer and get like interactions. I think aside from that, those are like the ones that are important. I would just say, in general, aside from, like, let's see, because it was asking like what to bring to a concert, right? In general, what are the must-haves? I mean,
well, obviously, like, your phone will have the tickets on there.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
Of course. Oh, you know what? The hard part is sometimes signal sucks, and a lot of the times now they need you to have your phone ready and your Ticketmaster or AXS app open to the app.
Right.
Do not put them in your wallet. They don't accept wallet tickets anymore.
Which is so stupid, because their signal sucks.
And I'm talking about your in-phone wallet. You have to open up the app, because they need to scan and they want to look at the tickets straight directly from the app themselves. So if you know you're going to a concert, sometimes maybe just kind of have it open and ready, preloaded. Or just like, you know, like have the app open, because sometimes the signal, because everyone's using their signal there,
it's
going to be hard to load. So if you have this preloaded, it might save you some time and a headache and some anxiety. And in general, I would say for concerts, wear something comfy.
Like, especially your shoes.
Shoes wise, right? Lower body wise, like, they're not going to see you sometimes because you're crowded with so many people. Even like, I wear shorts, comfy ass. Like, I wear basketball shorts too, and comfy shoes, because they're not going to see it. I'm not really impressing anyone, to be honest.
I mean, but girls want to
dress up. But I'm telling you what I'm doing from my perspective. I want to be comfortable AF.
Not me.
Like, because we're standing there sometimes in GA, even regardless if you're not in GA, everyone just tends to stand the whole time during the performances. Then sometimes you'll be able to sit down during the breaks, right? Like during the intermission videos. But besides that, I want to be comfortable. Obviously, I'm going to wear cool K-pop or group-related interesting stuff, though, like my top half.
Right.
Like when we saw Blackpink, I wore like a Pikachu hat. And I got attention from Jisoo. She was like looking at it, right? Like the little ones where you could control the ears. You want to wear your bias shirts. You want to wear like, For me, that's what I wear. Like, I have Sana shirts, I have Baby Monster shirts, and all that. Might be a little different for, like, or you cosplay.
Yeah, cosplay is a great one, because, like, especially if the group that you're into are into anime, that will definitely catch their attention.
If you cosplay anime shit or, like, gaming stuff, like, for Stray Kids, easy. If you're in the front, they're going to give you attention, kind of thing. But, of course, like, that's one of the other things you could do. But sometimes it's not comfortable. Sometimes you could find a comfortable cosplay, though, too. And then there's a flip side for, like, where Haley was going to say, like, for some of the people that want to really dress up and look nice. Like, that's totally fine.
Yeah, and then sometimes it's not even for the idols to see them. It's like, you know, because you're going with a group of friends, you want to take photos and stuff like that and make, you know, do videos and stuff with your friends. I mean, for myself, I always wear something related to the group. So for Stray Kids,
staying on theme, right?
For Stray Kids, I had, like, because Changbin is my bias, and so I had, like, his dweki hat, and then I also wore, like, pink and, like, a lot of, like, dweki's, like, pinned to my clothes and stuff like that. But then I just wore their basketball jersey. Jersey. Like, from their actual merch, from the tour.
The official merch, yeah.
But then I, like, you know, I wore, like, a skirt and, like, comfortable shoes, at least because I've like learned shoes is my very lesson.
See, okay, there you go.
Because I have worn like Doc Martens before that were not broken in, which was a huge mistake because my feet were going numb and like it, I was getting cramps in my toes. And after that, horrible. I never wanted to do that again. So I always were just like, you know, high platform shoes. Like my creepers are very, very comfortable. Or like sometimes I even wear sneakers because like, I don't care. That's like, me. I'm like, what, you know, because, you know, some girls, they want to wear like those high platform ones. So they have more height if you're on the floor. But like, sometimes I'm just like, eh, whatever. I'm just going to wear like regular sneakers because I'm going to be standing the whole time.
Right. Mine is just very comfortable sneakers.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's late. So that's what usually I do. I just have my like Adidas NMDs or I have my like Roshis or something. So whatever I can stand on for long periods of time, that's my selection for sure, especially with that. I think that's it, right?
I think we covered everything.
I think that's pretty much, yeah, we covered fairly. If we miss anything, that'd be surprising because I think we got all the essentials.
Yeah, I was trying to picture what I actually like pack in my concert bags every time.
I mean,
and it's usually always the same stuff.
It's usually the same stuff. So important things are the ones that we covered.
You can bring hand sanitizer is also a good one, or like wet wipes.
Oh, true. Wet wipes is good,
too. Wet wipes is actually really important because if a lot of these venues, they have like porta potties while you're waiting in line. So it's, and sometimes they don't even have toilet paper. So I would just bring wet wipes, like the flushable wipes, basically.
Yeah, good idea. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one, too. I think, anything. And then like any other essentials that you need, you know, like sometimes there's specific medications. If you have anything going on with you, you can always let them know. They're very good with that. Like I feel like I've never seen a venue say like, no, you can't bring that in here.
Right.
In terms of like,
you know, I've always brought my health
related stuff. Yeah.
Like for like Tylenol or like Advil and those stuff.
Yeah. Leave or something like, so that's totally fine. Just anything that you think will need. If you want, bring Band-Aids. If you want a Band-Aid or something, in case you might scratch yourself or something. Band-Aids. Those are like, those little things are okay too. And I think that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. If you do all that stuff, especially check the bag policy, check the sign policy, and then just bring, especially the charger, the extra charger for your phone.
Yeah, definitely.
Honestly, and then make sure your tickets are like there. Remember, make sure you check your tickets and all that stuff. You should be good. Like, those are, like, I feel like the real, real essentials, like, for K-pop concerts. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I think that's it. I think we covered everything.
All right. Well, there you go. The
Thank
first
you
Q&A episode.
For your question.
Yeah. So, keep sending more if you like this episode, like, any kind of helpful or fun stuff that we can talk about. We still have a good amount loaded for the next couple months. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of questions. And we'll try to release this every week as well, in addition to our usual podcast Thursday episode. Mm-hmm. So maybe this one will be Sunday. I think maybe Sunday. So thank you for tuning in. As always, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And we'll see you in the next regular and Q&A episode. Mm-hmm. So as always,
take care, stay safe, and peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.